Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chris Ducker is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Chris is a new friend. He is the virtual CEO. He's the author of the new book, now already just released, but already back to the press to print more. These are selling like hotcakes. The book is called Virtual Freedom, How to Work with Virtual Staff to Buy More Time, Productivity, and Build Your Dream Business. Chris Ducker, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you, Jim?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book and on how well it's doing. As I told my audience when I was telling them earlier in the hour that you were going to be here, you know, most small business owners aren't aware, or many small business owners, I'll say, aren't aware of the concepts of virtual employees, virtual assistants, virtual team members, unless they've been listening to my show for the last 16 years, and we've been talking about it a lot, because I believe that the technology, obviously, technology has made it possible, and the workplace, the way the marketplace and the workplace is evolving, it's made it possible for people to be available to us in ways that we never had before. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the world's changing. Geo-arbitrage is what it is. It truly is a global economy now. And I don't think the question anymore is where's the best place to hire somebody or where's the cheapest place to hire somebody. It really comes down to the question of where can I find the best person to help me for this particular role. And that's what I advocate above and beyond everything else. It's great to kind of offload some tasks here and there and stuff like that, but I'm a big advocate of growing the team and building the team, and realizing that you need more than one person. One person cannot do everything for you, and that's one of the biggest misconceptions when it comes to outsourcing and building a virtual team or working with VAs or virtual assistants. The misconception is everybody thinks you can get one person to do everything. It doesn't work like that in real life, and therefore, obviously, as you know, it won't work like that in the virtual life either.
Right, and so many people are trying to get their business off the ground, and they need help, but they don't have the capital to mount a full a position for a full person full time and with all the things that go with it, and if they can rent somebody for a little while. You know, like I was once upon a time, I had a consulting company, I was a vice president, you could rent. You didn't have to hire me, you could rent me. And I made a living that way. So but you talk about two different roles, two different kinds of virtual relationships like this. Tell us about those.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's actually more, but I mean, these are the two main ones that are available for entrepreneurs nowadays. And the first stuff is either task or project-based outsourcing, right? So when I say that, I mean, you know, you need a logo designed for your website, or you need some, you know, you need some video content, you know, transcribed so that you can use that text on your blog, or maybe in a book, or, you know, to create a new book on Kindle or something along those lines. See, when you do that type of task or project-based outsourcing, it's a one-off. The job's done. Mm-hmm. You pay the person that's done it for you. Thank you for playing. Everybody goes home happy. But then the other type of outsourcing is role-based outsourcing. And as I said, you know, when we started chatting, that's the one I advocate the most, because as an entrepreneur myself who has hit the brick wall, who has burned out, and recovered from it, I realized that to take myself out of those 14, 15-hour days, 6, 7 days a week, I was going to have to start delegating like a madman.
Right.
And I started doing that many years ago, and, you know, I work way less hours.
That's a very similar story to me, Chris. And, you know, my chief developer designer, web developer designer, he's been working with me for a dozen years. He's lived in three places in America and three places in Europe in that 12 years. And we've worked together on many projects from beginning to completion, and he and I have never met.
I love that. You see, now, I do a lot of speaking, I do a lot of traveling internationally, and it doesn't matter what conference I'm at, no matter what stage I'm on as well, I will meet people for the first time in the flesh, so to speak, that I've known from the online world, for a long time, sometimes several years.
But let's take this out. You and I are a little bit weird, on many levels, Chris, the way we do our business. But a Main Street small business out there, you know, they're the heart of the world economy, as you know. They're showing up, opening the shop up every day, and they need help. And I'd like to figure out how to help them. Let's figure out how to help them bring on, as you say, somebody to do a task. It could be web development. It could be something else. But here's another way that can be used. I think I'd like for you to speak to this. You got a really good employee whose spouse is taking a job in the next state over, and they're going to leave you. Well, find a way to keep those people and have them work virtually. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, virtual employment and telecommuting, so to speak, has been around for a long, long time. As you said in your intro, you were doing it yourself back in the 70s. So, I mean, you know, this is nothing new. This is the thing, that the concept of working at a distance,
yeah,
with co-workers, with clients, with suppliers, this is not a new thing. This has been around for a long, long time. But I think just small business owners, we are wired differently to everyone else on the planet.
We think everybody should be under our roof, don't we?
Exactly. And, you know, it comes down to the superhero syndrome that I talk about in the book, and the fact that we just love to micromanage everything. Mm-hmm. And once you start letting go, it becomes a lot easier.
And the technology, Chris, talk to us quickly. The technology, and we'll do this more when we come back after the break. Technology is what's made this really feasible for virtually every company, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Internet's opened up the entire world to everyone. I mean, your 6 degrees of separation is no longer six. It's more like 60. I mean, it everything and anything you can imagine, from software to, you know, online services and, you know, software as a service or SaaS products and everything. Everything's wide open. And the old
argument about not being able to see their faces, video conferencing has taken that argument away.
Yeah, no longer an argument.
That's right. Give us your website, Chris, quickly.
ChrisDucker.com.
Just like it says, D-U-C-K-E-R. The book is called Virtual Freedom, and it's catching fire out there. Check it out. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're going to ask Chris to tell us some stories that he knows of people who've had success with this model. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.